Out and about in Western agriculture, we have our weekly crop update, starting now with field crops. Some cotton fields are struggling to develop good leaf area due to extended thrips damage in the southern region of the state. In alfalfa, beet armyworms are turning up, but there's no overwhelming pressure. Treatment has been limited. Second cuttings of alfalfa are occurring with pressure from aphids. Cornfields are emerging and have received varying treatment levels for armyworms and spider mites. Oat hay harvest continues throughout the state. Rice fields are flooded and rice is emerging. Barley and wheat harvest is underway. In fruit crops, grape bunches continue to develop. Growers are thinning and tipping bunches. Grape growers strained vines and thin leaves to allow sunlight and airflow. Olive and pomegranate fruit is increasing in size. Apricots, cherries, nectarines, peaches, and plums all harvested. Growers thinned fruit on later varieties. Reflective foil remains in stone fruit orchards to enhance the fruit color. Prune fruit continues to develop. Strawberry and blueberry harvests remain active. Valencia orange harvest is ongoing. Looking at nut crops now, walnut and pistachio growers are irrigating orchards and spraying for weeds. Nut continue to develop on walnut trees, and growers are monitoring for coddling moth. Hull split is expected to start early this year in almonds. Almond growers are spraying orchards for mites. Looking now at vegetable crops. In Sutter County, growers are harvesting radishes, broccoli, onion, garlic, and other vegetables for farmers markets and planting processing tomatoes. In Stanislaus County, growers harvested radishes, onions, garlic, peppers, and other vegetables for their farmers markets. The early plantings of cantaloupe and honeydew are up. They're blooming and growing well. In Merced County, tomatoes are in full bloom. In Monterey County, full harvest continues for lettuce and brassica. Growers are also planting for second harvest. Heading over to Fresno County, where onions and garlic are nearing harvest. In Tulare County, summer vegetable planting reaching full swing with some fruit already set. Melons, tomatoes, and eggplants are growing well. Italian squash harvest continues. And down in Imperial County, growers are harvesting sweet corn, onions, melons, and watermelon. In a quick look at livestock conditions, range and non-irrigated pasture continues in fair to very poor condition, with limited forage as extreme to exceptional drought persists for most of the state. Fire danger on rangeland remains high. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.